So remind us, what are the disasters that you've covered in the last year or so?
Yeah, I covered the Buffalo Blizzard.
We're learning now today that more than 30 people have been killed because of the storm.
I covered the flooding in California, multiple floods in California in the north and in the central part of the state. I've been covering the aftermath of Hurricane Ian.
President Biden has warned that there could be a, quote, substantial loss of life right here in Florida,
which is still very much an active cleanup disaster zone, as well as extreme heat in Florida across the country, wildfires in Maui, and I did not have to deploy for the tropical storm here in my hometown, but was prepared to do so.
Tonight, across the Southwest, they're doing their best with the destruction Tropical Storm Hillary left behind.
Is California sort of like the ground zero of climate disasters, or what's the role of California in this moment?
I really want to try and caution people away from this narrative that California is like all of a sudden this new hellscape of climate change. I think we have always had extreme weather. It's just our climate. Like, we'll get prolonged, punishing droughts that are being made more extreme by climate change, and then we get really heavy rain winters, and then we have fires, and we'll have mudslides, and it's been this way since I grew up here. I will say that it's becoming more extreme, and the disasters are becoming worse, but that's also because, you know, the weather and fires and floods, that's Mother Nature, and it doesn't become a disaster until people get in the way and there's loss of life and property. And we've been building more into at-risk areas, not just in California, but in Florida, all over. So the developing of that is also a big factor, where people are living in the wildland urban interface, as we call it in California. There's more people living there than there used to be 50, 100 years ago when there might be a massive wildfire. People just weren't there, so we weren't reporting on it, right? So while California is always in the news for disasters, and yes, they're becoming more extreme, it's also just because of population and just like the nature of how we've developed.